Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
House Republicans file suit against Obama for the Obamacare law. It's about time the Republicans did something to stop this out-of-control president. I am Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber to talk about this brand-new lawsuit, Matt, over the Obama health care law. You know, we've seen these threats for months, and there's been a lot of talk, but no action. Finally, now, there is action by the U.S. House of Representatives. The Republicans filed a long, threatened suit against the Obama administration over his unilateral actions on the Obamacare law.
Yeah, this is encouraging, and the old adage, it's better late than never. That's for sure. The Republicans, obviously the establishment Republican controlling Congress, they need to do a lot more. But this is a good, as they like to say, step in the right direction. But this, you know, the long and short of it is, this president is completely lawless. And he continues to display lawlessness in all that he does. And certainly in the way that he has rolled out and just completely disregarded the actual letter of the law as regards Obamacare, he's just doing whatever he wants to do willy-nilly, and it seems that the term Emperor Obama is a fitting one.
Well, that's exactly right. You know, I think that if they're successful on this particular overreach, hopefully there will be some additional success on other overreaches by this president. The suit accuses the Obama administration of unlawfully postponing a requirement that the larger employers offer health care coverage to their full-time employees or pay penalties. The larger employers are defined as those with 50 or more employees. So what, in fact, President Obama did is in July of 2013, he deferred the requirement until 2015. 7 months later, the administration announced a further delay until 2016 for employers with 50 to 99 employees. So, you know, the problem that we have here is that the law says one thing, and the president, for political reasons, interestingly, you know, this began in July of 2013. Ironically, it was only about 1 year before the midterm election. And now he wants to delay again until 2016. You know, that's moving into the 2016 election. No doubt he'll delay it again. He doesn't want parts of this law to go into effect when it's going to have a political consequence at the polls. And so that's why he just simply says, I'm not going to enforce this. We're going to delay the enforcement of it. Of course, there's no basis for that in the act itself. The president is simply rewriting the law. And that's one of the aspects of the challenges, Matt.
Well, that's right. He's the campaigner in chief. It's always campaigning all the time. He knows that this is a wildly unpopular law. And more so now than ever, as the polls, the recent polls show, Matt, it is more unpopular now than it has ever been. And so he keeps kicking the can down the road in order to try to shield his party from, you know, don't forget, not a single Republican voted for Obamacare. And so this is completely on the head of Democrats. And so he has kicked the can down the road to try to protect them. Although, as we saw in 2014 in the midterm election, Obamacare was front and center, and it didn't, and even with his stalling tactics here, unlawful stalling, the American people still reacted in a very visceral way.
Usually an unpopular law gets a little bit more popular as people just get used to it or they just don't care anymore, but this one gets more unpopular the longer it's in effect. The other aspect of the suit challenging Obama's authority is challenging a giveaway of about $175 billion to insurance companies. According to the Congressional Budget Office, the administration will pay that amount to the companies over the next 10 years, though the funds have not even been appropriated by Congress. He's promising these funds, but Congress hasn't appropriated them. The lawsuit says it's inappropriate, unlawful for him to transfer funds that haven't been appropriated by Congress. And what these funds are for are subsidies, known as cost-sharing reductions. Therefore, the individuals that are part of the poverty threshold to 2.5 times the poverty threshold. Those are individuals earning about $11,670 to $29,175 a year. Those people that fall in that category could get a subsidy from the federal government, but that subsidy has to be appropriated by Congress. It hasn't been appropriated by Congress. So what President Obama has done is say he's going to just transfer some funds from another source, and he's going to pay this subsidy of $175 billion over the next 10 years to insurance companies. Now, by winning that part of the law, if they win that part, that Obama doesn't have the authority to do this, basically he's acting as the House to originate a spending bill. If the courts agree, which I think they should, the subsidies will not ultimately mean that those people will lose their insurance. What it will mean is that the companies will not get the reimbursement. The subsidies reimburse the copayments, the deductibles, and other out-of-pocket costs. What will happen is they'll still get their insurance because the law says they must have insurance, but the insurance companies won't get reimbursed, meaning that the overall cost of the system will be more fully felt. It will mean that these insurance companies will have a higher burden. It's going to mean more pushback by these insurance companies against the Obamacare law. And I think what we're going to see is more and more people across the board, individuals, companies, employers, are beginning to realize the tragedy of this Obamacare law.
Yeah, and it is. It's a travesty, really. You know, they say that wine, you know, fine wine gets better with time. Well, Obamacare is like a piece of raw meat. It just rots with time, and the American people are reacting to the stench of this thing. And so this president, who clearly has no regard whatsoever for the U.S. Constitution or for the separation of powers or for his limited authority and limited powers, just does whatever he wants to do, usurps the powers constitutionally granted to Congress, and is ruling like a dictator, Matt. And finally, again, the GOP leadership is doing something.
Well, you know, it's about time that this is happening. I know the Obama administration has repeatedly done this, where they have usurped the authority of the other branches of government. You know, he did that most recently in the immigration. He had the ability during the first 2 years of his office to do anything on immigration he wanted to. He didn't. And then he now says he's going to act unilaterally. Well, the president, frankly, whether it's immigration or whether it's here or many other places, cannot act unilaterally, cannot make law. This is a president that is supposed to enforce the law. And the problem that these instances ultimately bring to the American people is Congress naturally would be afraid to put any law in front of the president, no matter how solid and how good it is, to solve a problem, and there are many that need to be solved, because they can't trust that the president will actually abide by the law. He'll just make it up as he goes, and so it doesn't matter what they put in front of the president. He'll just do what he wants to do.
Yeah, that's why, you know, a lot of people, as we've been saying all along, Matt, that the only appropriate remedy at this point in time is impeachment, frankly.
No, I think you're right. In fact, if you go to our LibertyCouncil.com website, LibertyCouncil.com, we have their emails that you can sign up for. I encourage you to go there to sign up for the Grassroots Action emails. But also, we have a petition that we have been involved in for a number of months. And more people are joining with us. The chorus of voices is raising and expanding to impeach this president. That's the remedy that needs to be pursued when a president like this continues to violate his oath of office and usurp the power of the other branches, which he has done repeatedly. Go to libertycouncil.com. You can also visit lc.org. That's lc.org. For more information about Liberty Council, stand with us and join this ministry as we affect family, faith, and freedom. Again, go to libertycouncil.com. You can sign up for the emails. You can also sign on to the petition to impeach President Obama. You can also go to lc.org. That's lc.org. And on that website, there's a lot of information, a lot of resources. And you can also contribute regularly right there on that website to Liberty Council with a secured credit card. Or you can call us and you can give your contribution over the phone, or you can send us your contribution in the mail. Between now and the end of the year, every contribution will be doubled. We have a challenge grant that goes until December 31 at midnight your time. So every dollar you give to Liberty Council will be doubled. It will be matched. Your $1 becomes $2, your $10, $20, your $100, $200. So now is a critical time between now and the end of the year to give to this ministry, because everything you do will be doubled. Go to lc.org or libertycouncil.com.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.